This is TWiT.
You know, I've been doing this for so long, and I beta test a lot of software, and I'm always kind of out on the leading edge or whatever. I go to Windows Update without thinking about it. It's just like a, you know, like a rat in a maze getting a piece of cheese or something. Like I, on my Android phones, this past year at some point, I took the Google Play Store off of the home screen because I was always going into it and downloading app updates manually like an idiot. If you ever do this on Android, you will have 12 app updates or more every time you look at it. Like there's something really strange about it. There's always app updates. So they're going to install anyway. Like, why? Don't worry about it. You know, has been my attitude. So, but yeah, on Windows, I still do this. You click on it and it's just, and I didn't click like check for updates. I just went to Windows Update. Now my system is sitting there waiting for me to reboot and it's going to bug me for the rest of the day
until
I do it.
You know who this is hard for? It's not hard. I mean, it's hard for people like you and me because people ask us, like on the radio show every weekend, people will ask questions, and I have to constantly change the answer because Microsoft has now changed the underlying thing. And
you know what? Now that you guys are talking about this, I'm going to ask for a formal answer from them, and I'll report back next week what they say.
Okay. It's weird. The behavior's weird.
But this is throughout settings, there's always things, especially in this install recovery update sphere. They always seem to be mixing things up, and I just...
And they're always changing how it works, I feel like, right?
And I don't know what to answer anymore.
So now we have literally an attachment.
The A, B, and C, and D weeks, and what you get in preview each updates, week, and how they won't even call...
I mean, I listen to you guys every Wednesday.
I talk every Wednesday, and I'm still confused by this. I don't know. It's bizarre.
It's pretty funny. It really is. Meanwhile, Mary Jo is, there we go, unfrozen. You were temporarily frozen.
I know. I got frozen for a sec.
Skype, Skype now makes a sound to indicate that you have somehow stopped. Like I could see.
Oh, really? It does?
It goes, boop, boop.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Weird.
Everybody heard it.
I didn't
Mary
hear
Jo,
it. Just weird.
Because she was stopped.
Because I was frozen.
So the rule is if you are a normie, do not go to that updates section of the settings. Just leave it alone.
And that's a terrible thing to have to tell people because you should be able to click on Windows Update, not click on the check for updates now button or whatever it says, but just look at the interface. But unfortunately, when I just did that, and this is what happens, some updates start downloading. Some do go into that optional block or whatever. But
here's another thing. Here's another thing. They've now changed, man, I don't know when they changed this, but when I go to settings, now besides having a lovely picture of me, which I put there, it now has a big button for Windows Update. Like, I'm supposed to check that. So if they're saying don't check that, don't put that on the front page of settings. Is that new? Yep. They used to at least bury this down here, update and security. Now it's
either
right there.
20H2 or 2004. It's a newer thing.
So if they don't want people to click it, they shouldn't put a giant button.
So what's worse is, I'm not going to be able to get this off the top of my head, but when you first sign into Windows, like if you get a new PC or whatever, that area at the top of those three options has another thing that says, hey, you got to finish setting up Windows 10.
Oh, yeah.
And when you click on that, then it goes to this system where now you have this stuff that you have to deal with. So you need to know how many Microsoft Bing rewards points you have for some reason. That's just as important as your data being back up to OneDrive.
Apparently.
And OneDrive, your computer being up to date.
Rewards and update. That's what matters. I don't even know how I got these rewards.
It's going to be worth at least a $5 Microsoft Star gift card.
I've earned a badge.
There you go.
Wow. I have a badge.
Yeah. You know, you were saying if normals ever go to Windows Update, I think most normals will never go to Windows Update unless somebody tells them.
If you go to settings now, it is the big fat button right in the middle of the
top. You know what? I just went to settings and mine doesn't look like yours. And I'm on 20H2. Oh,
maybe so what does yours say at the top? Does yours say
mine just looks like the old settings page.
But it doesn't have like a message at the top that says get started or something?
Nope.
That's...
And you're a Windows 10 home?
Microsoft account?
Windows 10 home and 20H2.
And you sign in with a Microsoft account? That.
My Microsoft account?
Are you signed
into
Windows?
Am I signed in with my Windows?
Microsoft? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm signed into Windows.
There's no accounting.
Mine just looks like the old Windows settings page.
So
I don't like to hear this because, you know, I don't know if I mentioned it recently, but I write a little book. And I like to be up on this stuff.
I'll send you a picture of what it looks like.
I really feel bad for you, Paul. Because if, I mean, you got to put that in the book. Your screenshots change all the time.
I know.
Oh, by the way, I can get 10 points if I do healthy yoga exercises.
All right, well, we have time. Let's go for it.
Shall I do a light speed quiz? Whatever you go, there you are. Still, a little geography can't hurt. Why is this? What? Which of these countries is landlocked? Why?
Why are you even seeing this?
Why am I seeing this?
Ireland?
Iraq is not landlocked. Armenia has no coastline. Okay, that's great. Thank you, Microsoft.
Paul, I just sent you my acceptance.
Yeah, I see that. That's the old style. It has not looked like that in a long time. I don't know why you're saying that.
Well, Long Dog's saying what I have been saying, Long Dog. You're not disagreeing with me. Longtime Windows users always go to Microsoft updates. But what we're getting now from Microsoft is the message you should not be.
Updating your PC so much, you're going to think it's a career.
No, look at this. Twitter. Look, somebody on Twitter, Ryan, who's watching, said, I have three devices. One has the page that I have, settings page, and the two others have the page that Leo just showed.
Oh, my God. And there's no accounting for it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Put that in your book.
Put that in your book and smoke
stick
it.
Stick that in your book and smoke it.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. We have uncovered something.
All right. I'm going to ask them about that too. I'm going to put in a query and just say, hey, so just, you know, we were musing about this on Windows. I want to see what the official statement is.